Supplemental reading.
Misidentification. In traditional police lineups, as many as 40% of witnesses can end up misidentifying a suspect. This happens even if the real criminal is not there. Most witnesses see a lineup as a multiple-choice test. They assume one of the suspects must be the right answer, says Rod Lindsay, a psychology professor and specialist in issues of eyewitness identification. If witnesses are brought to the police station and presented with a lineup, they will often make a relative judgment. This means that the witness will choose the person in the lineup that closely resembles their memory of the perpetrator, which may be the wrong person. Many have called for changing the way suspects are identified. One such change is to present witnesses with a lineup that does not include any real suspects. If the witness does not misidentify any of the first six suspects, chances are greatly increased that they will make an accurate identification in the following lineup. Non-suspects included in the lineup should resemble the eyewitness's description. This ensures the suspect is not singled out. Another change is to get rid of the traditional lineup. Instead of showing several suspects at once, witnesses are shown suspects or photographs of suspects one at a time. Research has shown this method decreases the rate at which innocent people are identified. Finally, immediately following the lineup, the eyewitness should provide a written statement articulating the level of confidence in the identification. Also, videotaping the identification protects innocent suspects from any misconduct by the lineup administrator and ensures the legitimacy of the process. Both methods ensure that witnesses are not randomly picking a person.